VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday that a national conference for Libya scheduled for Sunday to bring warring parties together is unlikely to go ahead because of military escalation in Tripoli. Late Monday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to all military operations and urged the parties to hold talks to reach a political resolution. Aid agencies are urging the rival militias in Libya to do everything they can to protect civilians as fighting for control of the capital Tripoli escalates and casualties mount. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In recent days, health facilities near Tripoli have reported 47 people killed and 181 wounded. The World Health Organization says 9 civilians, including 2 doctors, are among the dead. It says one doctor reportedly was killed while working as part of a field ambulance service. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the agency has documented dozens of attacks against health workers and facilities that killed and injured 32 health workers and patients since 2018. He says targeting them is against international humanitarian law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital Khartoum Tuesday. At the same time, demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathering since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year-long autocratic rule. Interior Minister Bushara Juma said Monday about 10,000 protesters had gathered outside the military headquarters on Saturday. This is VOA News. Israeli voters are